Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. And tonight, we're going to be going over one or two things that I think need to be addressed. There is a lot of whining and complaining that's going on around the country, and I'm really not sure why. I believe we have now gotten to the point where officers inside of the United States military think it's cool to undermine the executive branch. That's a real thing. They are literally doing their best to undermine the executive branch. How the hell is that happening? We also had a plane. We had a, what do you call those dang things? Helicopter. I had a helicopter go down over New York City. Not a plane. Helicopter ended up going down in New York City. Forgive me. Like I said, plane. Helicopter ended up going down over in New York City, over inside of the Hudson River. And we are going to go over that as well. How? Oh, how? I don't know how this is happening. Check this out. Let me get this up on the screen for you guys, and we're going to talk about it. Keep going, though, by the way. This one right here. I actually had to look this up and make sure this is the right human being. In fact, it is. The one that's pictured on here is, in fact, the colonel in question that we're talking about. She's standing up over there to the left, and she's talking to the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. And you can see her name, and you can see her rank, actually, if I blow this up. You can loosely see it right down here on her jacket. That would be the colonel insignia, and then followed by her name, which is Myers, down there. That's the person. Now, allegedly, she ended up putting out this email after the vice president's visit to Greenland. She said, and I quote, "Spent the weekend thinking about Friday's visit, the actions taken, the words spoken, and how it must have affected each of you. The actions taken by the vice president of the United States of America." She spent the entire weekend, this colonel spent the entire weekend thinking about the actions of the vice president of the United States of America and how that must have affected these poor old service members inside of the Space Force. The vice president of America hurt their feelings, and she felt the need to keep going on with this email. And I quote, "I do not presume to understand current politics, clearly. But what I do know is the concerns of the U.S. administration discussed by Vice President Vance on Friday are not reflective of Pituffik Space Base. I commit that for as long as I am lucky enough to lead this base, all of our flags will fly proudly together." Now, what she was referring to is the pride flag. I got a feeling the vice president ended up telling her to take it down, as for some reason, the pride flag has a reason to be flown on a United States military installation. The pride flag needs to be flying next to the U.S. flag. It's that important. The pride flag must be flown next to the United States freaking flag. The pride flag. Your sexual orientation, who you choose to bang, needs to be proudly on display. We in the United States of America say you can bang whoever you want. And that's true. But our open sexuality apparently is so important that this colonel felt the need to put that out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to report to you that she gone. She is fired. It didn't take very long at all. Press release published April 10th, 2025 from the Pituffik Space Base in Greenland. Colonel Susan Myers, commander of the Pituffik Space Base, was removed from command by Colonel Kenneth Clock, commander of Space Base Delta One. You got to love their names that they have over there in the Space Force. On April 10th, 2025, for loss of confidence in her ability to lead. No kidding, you don't say. Commanders are expected to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially as it relates to remaining nonpartisan in the performance of their duties. Signed, Colonel Sean Lee. Excuse me. Not signed. Colonel Sean Lee has assumed command. Holy freaking hell. And I want you to wrap your head around this for a minute, that this woman legitimately thought it would be a great idea, that it's perfectly okay for her to go out and do such a thing. Why do these people not get it under one flag only? I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that Russia doesn't give two shits. And for anybody that thinks this is like a horrible, oppressive country because we don't fly the freaking pride flag next to the American flag over U.S. military installations, I want you to go, because that's how oppressive we are, right? I want you to go to the Northwest. I want you to walk your happy butt into Portland, Oregon. And I want you to go walk your happy butt up into Seattle. And I want you to go walk around the streets. And I want you to listen. I want you to open your ears and actually pay attention. My wife said, woman moment. Yeah, maybe. But I want you to open your ears when you're walking around the streets. And I want you to listen for somebody with a Russian accent. And I want you to go up and I want you to talk to them. I want you to go find 2, 3, 4, 5 of them and ask them why they're here in the United States of America. Ask them why they came here. And you're probably going to be shocked to learn it's because they were actually being oppressed. Not the fake oppression, but actual oppression. Like gay people getting the crap beat out of them walking down the freaking street. Actual oppression. You know, like the same shit Jews face in the United States of America, where you have people that think it's cool to walk up to Jews with the freaking camera and just give them a hard time because they're Jewish. And then pick fights with them and everything else, like actual oppression. That's why they're here. Which, by the way, Jews are still the number one most hated ethnic group, according to FBI statistics, here in the United States of America. Hell yeah. It is absolutely appalling. And then the enemies of the United States, countries like Russia, countries like Iran, people like radical Islamic extremists, people that we've been fighting against for the last freaking umpteen years over in the Middle East. And I've been reporting on it here on this channel for the last 18 months. I remember sitting here and seeing Taliban flags and ISIS flags and all sorts of terrorist flags flying right alongside the Palestinian ones being proudly marched right down the streets here in the United States of America. The same people that want to like kill Americans. We have Americans walking around with their damn flags like it's something cool. And they don't even know what the hell they're holding. They don't realize that they're being used by these people, that they're getting these flags passed out to them. And they're walking around flying the flags of the enemies of the United States of America. That's how stupid they are. We have people that can't even point to Iran on a map that want to try to tell you what our political position should be on Iran. We have people that can't even point out to you Ukraine on a map, or Russia, or the freaking UK, that want to try to tell us their political stance on it and what they think should be going on. It is one of the most annoying things I think I've ever seen in this country. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. I thought for a minute there that it was going to be okay. What makes you think they don't know, says Sir Thanks-a-Lot? Because I've asked them. I have literally asked these people. I have. Go talk to them. Seriously, go talk to them. Go walk your happy butt on the street and go find these people and give them a freaking, give like shake their hand, give them a what's up, slap their hand and see what they actually know. It's pretty sad. Ask them what it is the Palestinian people actually want. And a very high probability what you're going to end up hearing in return is the Palestinian people want to stop being oppressed and they need their land back and they need their own state. But you can't tell them that it was already given to them. You can't tell them that their government has failed. The government that they put in place has failed. That they haven't held a free and fair election in quite some time because their legislative branch has quite literally failed. they legitimately think that the people in Gaza were living in an open-air prison. That's what they legitimately think. Dude, do you realize? I want you to think of the absurdity of this picture. I want you to think of the absurdity of this picture. This is how stupid the frickin' world has become. I showed this earlier. I hope I didn't close it out. I probably did because I'm an idiot. This one right here. I brought this up this morning. I want you to think of the absurdity of this scene right here on your screen. That is a fat ass Palestinian woman talking to the president of another country, the leader of another country. You have a fat ass Palestinian woman talking about how oppressed she is, and the narrative, and even this guy himself, within the last 24 hours, that president within the last 24 hours has talked about how starving these people are after talking to that fat woman. She has too much caloric intake. She has too much. I have never seen the arms on a freaking, I forget what that thing's even called, stretch so much. She's had too much to eat. And then he turns around and he tells the world that all of those people are starving. It is the most ridiculous thing on the planet. Heather Scott, as someone who's been oppressed for being gay, I can tell you it's real. That said, no pride flags being at military government stuff. U.S. flags only. Quit bashing, though, or thinking all gays want this. I know all gays don't want this. I know they don't. I also know that a lot of gay people are really pissed off that the transgender movement has decided to latch onto them and is pushing for it. It is a tiny portion of the population. Very tiny portion of the population that everybody is trying to bend a knee to because they feel like they're gonna somehow be upset that they're going to piss off the rest of the population if they don't. I'm with you. And I know that oppression has existed in this country, but we've also kind of moved on a little bit now, haven't we? We've adjusted things. We've changed. We've had legislative processes that have taken place that have changed it. And there is some places where it's still not as good as it should be. And I'm speaking to you as somebody that believes constitutionally, you should be allowed to do whatever the hell you want with your own body, that the government should kiss off. But you're right. Sexuality has no place flying next to the U.S. flag on a military installation. There's literally no point for it. None. Because it doesn't affect your performance. It doesn't. The date affects your performance. That's why I said earlier, two things need to be asked for the military. Does it improve lethality? And is it legal? If it doesn't improve lethality and it's not legal, if either of those two standards are met, then we shouldn't be wasting our time and money on it. Sky God says, everything happens for a reason. Evil and ignorance never wins. Keep pushing. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Sky God. You're the man. You're the man, Sky God. You gotta admit, you are. How is that even possible? POW flags, if anything, I would agree with that. We still have missing U.S. service members from a lot of different wars. Fly the POW flag. Nicholas Payne, it's better to be pissed off than pissed on, as my grandma used to say. Correct. But who's actually getting pissed on is what you should ask yourself. Who is legitimately getting pissed on? All the way? Correct, sir. All the way. My grandma used to say the same thing. My mom also told me to do one good deed a day, to always strive to do one good deed a day, right? And I do believe that. Like, as a just decent human being, you should be trying to be nice to other people. You should treat them exactly how you would want to be treated if you are in their exact same position. But holy shit. How would I want to get treated if I was in her position? I would expect somebody to tell me, I would 100% expect somebody to tell me that I'm not starving. I would 100% expect somebody to tell me that if I walked into a hospital and I told them that I felt like I was born a freaking double amputee, for the doctor to be like, something's wrong with this guy. We might need to get his head checked out. I would expect a doctor to tell me that. And maybe expect them not to cut my legs off after I wheeled myself around in a chair for a couple of weeks and told them, yep, feels great. we are literally gaslighting ourselves. If you think about the lunacy of this particular scene, that's the point we're at, where we have people that buy in and believe all this crap. Do you realize that we had somebody lose their life from our country last year because of the narrative, the taquilla that her and her people spit about them starving? We had a U.S. service member die because this fat woman and her people said that they were starving, and that our country saw fit to spend an absurd amount of money on a pier that didn't make sense. I think we have the right to be pissed off. Lord Boosted Jay coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Greatly appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a right to be upset about this. It's okay. It's okay to actually speak up and say, you know what? Enough of this crap is enough. You don't get the right to be this obese and tell the world that you're starving. You don't. You don't get to do that. You don't get to kill U.S. service members to make sure that your lie is believed by the rest of the world. You're okay. And maybe if you don't like being hungry, God, I mean, maybe she was starving. Like, let's assume for a sec this woman was starving. Imagine how big she actually was before she starved. Because you know she hasn't put that weight on since she's been in Egypt. Maybe she has. I don't know. One of the most ridiculous things on the planet. Yeah, that's a big, healthy child, too. Think of the extra calories coming out of that mother's breast milk. Ladies and gentlemen, it is okay to be upset at the world right now because it has lost its way. I literally sat here this morning on a live session, and I explained the Suez Canal. And I sat and I explained the amount of money that the EU was losing because the radical Islamic terror organization known as Ansarullah, commonly referred to as the Houthis, shut off the Red Sea, and how it was costing an estimated $164 billion to the EU's GDP, and how allowing the Houthis to shut the Red Sea off and the shipping lanes off like that also allow the freaking communist nation of Russia, I don't give a shit if you tell me the USSR collapsed, but by allowing the communist nation of Russia to have 50% of, like on a good freaking day, years ago, year and a half ago, before the Houthis shut the freaking traffic down in the Red Sea, a year and a half ago, 50% of the oil, petroleum products that were going through the Suez Canal belonged to Russia. And that's after we instituted the sanctions on them. Why? Because they were taking all of their oil because they couldn't sell it anywhere else, and they were shipping it over to Asia to sell it. And when the Houthis shut the Red Sea down and the shipping lanes and 80% of the merchant traffic had to start sailing around to an exorbitant freaking increase in pricing, it increased inflation in the EU. It caused inflation. It caused a loss to the economy. And it also took away jobs because now those ships have to have a longer time, and so they can't move as much product. All of those things combined, you're looking at least $164 billion freaking dollars lost. At least. And Russia gets to increase their sale of oil because of it. So why, when I say that, do people get pissed off when I say shutting the Houthis down is a good thing? Not just for the EU and their economy, but for the Ukrainian war effort. Do I have a bunch of people that are supposedly supposed to be pro-Ukraine that get pissed off at me saying I'm drinking a Kool-Aid when I'm pointing out the fact that reopening the shipping lane directly affects Russia? And it influences their ability not to be able to fight and invade other sovereign nations. By taking a stance against radical Islamic extremists and bombing the shit out of them and killing them also helps Ukraine. And people tell me I'm drinking Kool-Aid. When I say bombing the shit out of Iran, is not just good for Western society, but also helps the Ukrainian war effort by taking away Russians' supplies. They sit back and they tell me I'm drinking Kool-Aid. It also stops spreading radical Islamic extremists. It's not like these people don't exist, but again, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Why are people that blind? Why are they that deaf? I felt the need to put out an entire rant video because if you can't see that that's good for Ukraine, you don't support them, you flipping nut job. Take that frickin' flag, take those colors off of your profile, you're an idiot. Anything that helps them at this point is a good thing. Anything that stops the spread of radical Islamic extremism is a good thing. Interstellar Reaper, that's a great question. Would you like me to do an entire video on how stupid it is? Because I will. Because you could actually go and look at it. There's other things that are known as the fog of war. They did warn. They did try to communicate. And the moment that they learned it wasn't what it was supposed to be, they actually stopped doing it and actually helped with evacuation and medical efforts. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that the U.S. military is also fired upon itself? Does that mean the U.S. military hates it? Does 1st Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment hate the NFL because they killed Pat Tillman? Do they? Is that right? Interstellar Reaper. Can you answer that question? Does the 1st Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment hate the NFL because they accidentally killed Pat Tillman? Have you looked into that yet? That's the assertion you just made. That's how ridiculous that statement is. And Cog Faraday, coming in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. It is so absurd. No, thank you. No, so 1st Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment doesn't hate the NFL because they accidentally killed Pat Tillman. So why would you automatically assume that when a blue-on-blue incident happens or a green-on-blue incident happens, that all of a sudden that means IDF bad, they hate USA. You sound like that knucklehead that I was tearing apart this morning for screaming that the Jews killed JFK because they were mentioned in the JFK files. Going against the empirical data that Russia and Cuba conspired together in order to schwack JFK because it fits a narrative that you like is one of the dumbest things that you could possibly do. You are literally talking about an enemy of the United States of America and an ally of the United States of America. You can't take those two things and confuse them. Because when you take narratives like that and you spin narratives like that and you try to gaslight people of what the actual truth is, and just the sad fact that when war happens, not everything goes right. Friendly fire is a real thing. It happens. And back then, the deconfliction efforts and the technology and everything that we have today isn't exactly what it was back then. What we have today is 10 times better and is able to prevent that. And yet it still happens to this day. Happened during the freaking Gulf War. It happened during the Iraq War. It happened during the Afghan War. And yeah, it happened during that incident as well. It also happened in Vietnam. It also happened in North Korea. It also happened during World War II. It happened during World War I. Putting those silly statements out there is pushing a narrative that takes away. Like I said, it's very clear and apparent that Russia's bad. And it's very clear and apparent that by supporting Israel and shutting down the Houthis, it directly impacts, for the better, Ukraine and Western society as a whole, to include the EU. And yet, by me stating these facts, people still want to come up and bring up stupid things as if it's going to make it better. As if somehow you can gaslight the world into saying those things. It is the most ridiculous statement ever, man. I have sat around and debated online for the last 2 years of my life all of these topics. And if you throw out the USS Liberty, you think somehow that is going to change everything? You think it's going to change the fact that Hamas is a radical Islamic terror organization? You think it's somehow going to change the fact that Israel was legally established on an international basis in 1948? Is that somehow going to change it? And then I can ask you the question, what is it? Is it okay to invade a country? Or is it not okay to invade and take over territory? If it's okay to invade and take over territory, then all of these Muslims that are currently occupying the West Bank need to pack up and move. The Al-Aqsa Mosque needs to get ripped down. If that's what you think, then that's what you're saying. However, on the flip side, if it is okay, then they need to stop whining and complaining because they done lost. Right? I would think so. I put this out the other day because I think it's absolutely relevant. Because people like to think that, how do I want to say this? I've shown the Palestinian passport before that is literally backed by Britain, even though people like to sit there and think that it's like, I don't know, somehow legitimate because of that. Somebody shared this the other day on the internet. They said, look, it's Palestine. It was established in 1927, or it's a Palestinian coin from 1927. As if that actually means that it was a legitimate place. Remind me again in 1927, who actually owned that territory? Because it wasn't the great land of Palestine. Pretty sure the Brits owned it. Look, it's Walt Disney World. This is a very real place. It exists. California has no legitimate right to Walt Disney World, does it? Nope. No. Rapunzel should be running Walt Disney World. No laws other than the laws of Rapunzel should govern all of Walt Disney World. Or I'm sorry. Whatever the hell that is, down in Florida, somewhere else. Dude, just because there's a coin doesn't mean it's a thing. That's not how that works. Yeah, it even said, or that's Israel in Hebrew on the Palestinian coin. People are so dumb. It's not even funny. I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get behind this radical culture. People that want to kill you, you're literally supporting them here in the United States of America. It is one of the saddest things that I have ever seen in my life. It is so sad, it's not even funny. I, for one, think Rapunzel should be governing all of the laws within the confines of the sovereign Walt Disney World. That's how ridiculous you sound. Or maybe we should like let the Disney dads create their own freaking panel. And then they can go out. Like, picture that. Picture for a minute that all of the Disney dads get together and they all fly into freaking Walt Disney World. And that they decide that they have been oppressed because they have to be somehow abide by the laws of the state which confines them. And they go out and they just start murdering people and taking hostages, and they drag them into Walt Disney World. And they throw them down in the little, like, underground tunnels where all the actors move back and forth. And then the international, like, the whole international community, all of these weird freaking nations that nobody really gives a shit about that are over in the UN decide to come out and say, hey, you gotta leave the Disney dads alone. Just because they murdered a bunch of kids and strangled a baby doesn't mean that they don't deserve to have food. You can't go in there and take them out. They have a legitimate right to that territory. Look at the coin that they have. Dude, kiss off. Goofy out there with his AK followed by Mickey with his RPG. Nailed it. It is one of the most ridiculous arguments I think I've ever heard. If Walt Disney World turned itself into a little terror paradise where the Disney dads thought it would be okay because they developed their own religion of the Walt Disneys and decided that they were being oppressed inside of Disney World, that they could go out and murder whoever they wanted and whine and cry and scream. And then they ended up filming. This is actually a really good comparison. And that then they could whine, cry, and scream, and they could take all of the different cameras and things over there and produce little fake videos and try to tell the world that they're somehow oppressed. That's what it's like. I mean, if you really think about it, they do. They have the different tunnels. They have amusement parks. Both of them do. I'm pretty sure there's a water park in there somewhere, just like is in Gaza. There's five-star resorts, just like there was in Gaza. Millions of people are there. Why not? They're oppressed. I can't, for the life of me, understand how you think that shit's okay. How you can support that. And then all the Disney dads take their kids and they raise their children to think it's okay to like hate on everybody outside. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine? Think about this. Where'd that video go? I got it here somewhere. Imagine this. Replace these children and replace the men teaching them with Disney dads and replace these kids screaming about Americans. And it's okay to kill Americans. Think about that. Think about how somehow that would be okay. It wouldn't be at all. That they're running these camps over inside, and that the moment a bomb falls on them, after they go in and massacre a shit ton of people and strangle babies and hide them inside their own homes, and the reporters that are reporting directly to freaking Al Jazeera also get caught with freaking hostages in their house, that the kids then come out and start reading a letter and say, woe is me. Poor me. Clearly written by a freaking adult, read in English so that it can appeal to somebody else. Disney Stan, I love it. Welcome to Disney Stan, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the dumbest things that we have done as a world, is actually listen to this BS. It's done. I'm tired of even trying to placate to it. It's never going to be okay. No matter how you try to change the narrative, no matter what you do, it's not okay. It's wrong. And the world should actually pay attention to what's being said and what's being done. Now, in all fairness, I did say the helicopter crash was something that I would be going over, so I'm sorry. I did say I would go over the helicopter crash, so I'm going to go over the helicopter crash. Helicopter went down earlier today over inside of New York City. That did, in fact, happen. No, it wasn't shot down by a freaking Buk missile system like MH370 over inside of, like, eastern Ukraine. Okay? That didn't happen, but it did have a catastrophic mechanical failure today. If you guys were unaware, this happened. This helicopter went down, and there's all sorts of conspiracy theories about DEI and how everything... Nope, that's not what happened. Had a mechanical failure. You guys see that go down? We actually went over this at nauseam today. You can see this sucker spinning and falling out of the sky. Here's the fuselage. The boom's gone. Whole tail's gone. Rotors ended up breaking off. This sucker's upside down. This looks like rotors. They're not. The rotors are actually all the way up here in the top. Maybe if I back it up a little bit, you might be able to see them better. There they are. Perfect. That's the rotors of this sucker. Looks like the gearbox and everything's still attached to it. It's a mechanical failure. That's what happened. Leading up to it, the crash, everything else, what happened? Looks like it dropped a bunch of altitude right before it went down. Logical explanation is the pilot went to go correct it as it was losing altitude, and it gave it too much. It had too much pressure on all those joints, and they gave way. Tail rudder gone. Everybody inside dead. Whole family wiped out. Father, mother, three children dead. Pilot dead. Snoopy, do you think Trump should forget about trying to stop all these wars and get back to trying to protect the border? There's no point in having a border right now if that shit's not taken care of. And you can also take care of two things at once. Seeing how you brought that up, what makes you think he's not protecting the border? What if I told you that the border is currently being protected? What if I told you that 50 freaking strikers made their way down to the U.S. border today? Would you believe it? Is that enough hardware moving in for you for protecting the border? Can we get some more down there? I'm with you, man. I'm all about deploying more troops down to the southern border and locking that sucker down. You want to make that happen? I'm willing to make it happen. Look at that. How's that for border protection? Those arrived today. Didn't see that shit coming when you made that comment, did you, buddy? Mm-mm. No, you didn't. How about them apples? What else? You want to throw something else at me? Huh? You want to throw something else at me? What else you got? What makes you think our border is not currently being protected? Nothing? Nothing at all? Do we need to designate more terrorist organizations? Is that what we need to do? More cartels? Do we need to do that? 50 strikers. That's a pretty good freaking border protection right now. It's not enough, in my opinion. I also didn't report on all of the military hardware that's been going down there since prior to me talking about this. Okay, Matt, who built the pyramids? They're obelisks, and the Jews did it back in the day. And if you didn't know, the Jews, before they were Jews, were actually Muslims. Jesus was Muslim, as a matter of fact. You guys didn't know that? I played that video this morning. Did you guys miss that whole freaking opening scene from this morning? Meeting Saturday, the hammer drops. Correct. The meeting's going down on Saturday. We just moved brand new fighter squadron of F-18 over into Jordan. Saw that go down today. We moved an entire battalion of Patriot missiles over into CENTCOM from PACOM. That's so much freaking firepower, it's unbelievable. Now, those suckers are designed for defensive purposes. Why would we have to move those in there if we didn't need them? Somebody explain that to me. And everybody that's like wondering who it is, like these U.S. troops, wait for it. Wait for it right here. It's coming. Where'd these strikers come from? Wait. Who's going to recognize this patch right here? Wait. Who knows what unit that is? Can anybody figure that out? It's about to come up. Who knows where these strikers ended up coming from? Wait, wait, wait. Who's driving these damn things? Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Look at that. We didn't even bring in the nasty girls. We brought in active duty. How about them apples? Anybody else want to tell me the border's not protected today? Anybody? Is that good enough for you? There we go. Oh, one person got it right. Yakin Vet nailed it. Fort Lewis, wrong. Local Ken, correct. Dragon, thank God for Muhammad. Yeah, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I will see you all tomorrow morning. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I've got an appointment with my daughter that I'm going to be hanging out. So I'm going to do an early live stream tomorrow morning. I'm trying to go live at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So be ready for it. Somebody said Rock of the Marne. That's the 3rd Infantry Division, bro. That was the 4th Infantry Division on your screen. I don't even remember what their sign is. I forget what it is. Get some rest and eat a Snickers bar. No, I don't need no Snickers bar. I don't need a Snickers bar. Mm-mm. No, sir. Nope, nope, nope. Matt, I think the words for this was insert foot here. Correct.